time has come to relieve that pain, which will be better for me, but not so enjoyable for all of you.
The Pain Clinic Pro Wrestling Talk Show. Can you feel the pain?
Wrestling fans, welcome to the Pain Clinic for October 21st. Man, that's insane. It's almost the end of October. I'm getting sad. It's like closer to the end, closer to November than
fall
December.
Hasn't arrived yet.
Yeah, I don't know. It's come and then it's gone and then it's come again. Hey, I'm the Cashman. I'm joined by Danger Boy and DC Dan Cole. I want you to know the Pain Clinic's brought to you by Salvatore's Old Fashioned Pizzeria, Palmer's Food Service, Donuts Delight Empire, Culver. Join us November 4th for UFC 217, Salvatore's Saloon, Salvatore's The Garage Door, 149 East Ridge Road. Three championship fights that night. You cannot miss it. 10 p.m. start time. Get there early. Hosted by us. Prizes, drink specials all night long. That's November 4th. Salvatore's Saloon, Salvatore's at The Garage Door, UFC 217. Hey, let's get into this. Why not? We might as well. I'm the Cashman. I'm here with DC Dan Cole. How are you doing this morning, DC?
I am doing just fine. It's nice to be back after my lengthy suspension.
Yes, yes.
I'm glad you've decided to give me a second chance.
yeah, I was going to have to replace you with those guys last week, but nah. But I do appreciate those guys coming. Also, we're joined by Danger Boy.
Good morning.
Good morning, Danger Boy. How are you doing? We're actually on Facebook Live right now. So if you're a fan of the Pain Clinic and you're curious, and it's Stu who's holding the camera. He just waved to you. You want to check us out? We're going to do the whole show live on Facebook. So check it out. Go to the Pain Clinic Facebook page. Become our friend. And we can do the whole Facebook Live thing, but I want to let you know that, let's see, what else do we got? Any more plugs? Hey, interested in roller derby? Want to be a skater? Officiate? More up your alley. Rock City Roller Derby needs you. Contact recruitment at rockderbyrecruitment@gmail.com and join Rock City Roller Derby. We're here to talk the world of pro wrestling, and it's a shame that last week neither of you guys were here, and we talked about that Ring of Honor show. Man, what a show. Like, let's briefly recap that the Ring of Honor Global Wars first stop on their five-night tour was in Buffalo at
it was
the
awesome.
River Works, and front row seats does not hurt, that's for sure, and very cool. You know, the highlight of the night for either of you guys.
I got a hug from Cody.
Yeah.
We found out Cody's a hugger.
He's a hugger. Did he hold his ring out to you?
No.
He did not offer us to kiss.
No, he just hugged us.
He just hugged you?
Yeah, like unsolicited, just came right up to us. He's like, thanks, guys, for coming. I'm like,
that's
you're welcome, Cody.
I did it just for you, man.
I did it for you, Cody. The Rock. No, that's so cool, man. And he's I've been enjoying his work with Ring of Honor more and more, and this past weekend was like a pinnacle for his work with them. I mean, just some of the things that came out of his mouth, you know, and you'll hear one later on the show, hopefully, if I can make it work. But definitely.
He still took a back seat in his own group to Kenny Omega, who.
That's true.
Was awesome to see in person.
And Kenny Omega, yes, without a doubt. And now we found out this week that Kenny's going to be doing some more stuff with Ring of Honor coming up. He's going to be at their next big event. What was it called again? I can't remember now. I remember seeing it in
the. Death Before Dishonor?
Yes.
And I know they officially announced him, too, to be in town the weekend of WrestleMania for Supercard of Honor.
Yes.
So they're really starting to pull out some of the big guns for these events.
That's really, really very cool. But we have to start the show. We cannot avoid this topic this weekend.
Well, there's no reason to avoid this topic.
Well, I know, but, you know, we were just playing a little catch-up with you guys not here, you know, not mustard nor relish, but catch-up. And but the big news that came out in the last 2 days is we have TLC pay-per-view this coming weekend. And
they don't want no scrubs.
They don't want no scrubs, obviously. TLC, you know, no waterfalls either, bro, but we had a huge jumble up in the pay-per-view this past week because of some sort of And I'll read the quote. This was off of an ESPN statement. They issued a statement. WWE issued a statement to ESPN yesterday stating that Roman Reigns, Bray Wyatt have been diagnosed with viral infections. We've confirmed that three of our performers have been diagnosed with viral infections. I believe the third one's Bo Dallas. As a precautionary measure, we are ensuring in-ring performance and staff are tested and immunized in accordance with the recommended medical guidelines. Now, this viral infection, it may be meningitis. Is it viral meningitis? That's the rumor going around.
Yeah, that was the first one I heard. I heard that yesterday morning before they announced the changes to the card. And then in the afternoon, I heard mumps. And then it's back to everyone's hearing viral meningitis. So you'll never get it out of the WWE what it was because of HIPAA laws and all that good stuff.
But it's amazing that what they announced. Isn't that against HIPAA laws, what they sent to, you know, to Sports Illustrated?
They didn't mention names.
Oh, they didn't mention.
They said three performers.
We'll say that Roman Reigns has been taken off the pay-per-view. Bray Wyatt's been taken off the pay-per-view.
And Bo Dallas wasn't on the pay-per-view.
And Bo Dallas has been gone for a couple weeks. And his girlfriend, ring announcer, has also been gone for a couple weeks now.
JoJo did house shows last weekend, apparently.
She did.
Well, Reigns was on TV Monday, so he apparently didn't start showing signs until midweek. Apparently everybody was immunized 2 weeks ago when Bo Dallas first missed TV. They started the immunizations, and they had like a three-week time period where it would show itself, and it apparently has a few times.
And so
apparently Bray Wyatt has not been on TV, not been at TV for the last 2 weeks either. Those were all pre-taped.
Of course, yeah, Sister Abigail. And they kept going with the storyline, which is, you know, I mean, if they knew this past Monday.
They weren't 100% yet on him missing. They thought he was going to. Roman Reigns, they didn't know. From what Meltzer said, Meltzer didn't know until Thursday night.
Really?
That he was going to miss. But AJ was pulled from a card supposedly due to a stomach virus.
Yeah, in Argentina.
On Thursday
or
in Argentina.
Yeah.
But now it makes more sense as to why he would be pulled if he's going to be on TLC.
Oh, so we didn't even mention it. But we now are going to be getting Finn Balor is going to be not taking on Bray Wyatt, but AJ Styles is coming over from SmackDown. This is a dream matchup. I mean, this is a Bullet Club versus Bullet Club kind of deal. Actually, remember, AJ got kicked out of the Bullet Club. At the end of his tenure there,
Finn was already gone.
Yeah, Finn was gone already, but it was the other guys from the Bullet Club that were knocking him out, the Good Brothers, as well as Kenny Omega. Kenny Omega was involved in that, I know. But and we also get and this is I think my favorite part. I mean, that's good right there alone. I mean, that's a match worth watching the pay-per-view or any pay-per-view for. But even better is we get Kurt Angle returning to the ring, taking Roman Reigns' position with the other Shield members, or Ambrose and Rollins, and we're getting a 3-on-5 there. With the bad thing is the whole Kane reemergence gets overshadowed, by what's going on. You know, I mean, it was supposed to be shocking, and as soon as his music played, it's like, ugh, it's Kane. I mean, I love Kane. Don't get me wrong, but
should have been the X-Man.
Yeah, who knows?
It was better than another Big Show heel turn.
True.
It actually makes storyline sense, too, because Roman Reigns retired his brother.
You're right. But
it's Kane.
Yeah, and that's kind of, is it shocking? I don't know. I mean, especially when, they spent the whole Monday Night Raw building up the fifth member. I don't know.
You know what the interesting thing to come out of this is that Kurt Angle already had his medical done, apparently, and had been cleared to wrestle.
Oh, you knew he was starting soon. You knew that was coming any day now.
They didn't know when he was going to start. According to what Meltzer said, they had no plans currently, and they were going to do like months of build up to it. Obviously it was going to start soon because he already has medical done. He's been cleared to wrestle and he's been training. But this was just kind of like, hey, we know we promised you the Shield. We're going to give you Kurt Angle instead.
And, there's another mystery, too, and we'll just throw this out there, too. Kevin Owens got pulled off the SmackDown tour this past week, too, with real no...
Yeah, he apparently missed the show last night.
With real no explanation. So could we possibly see KO showing up on this pay-per-view?
Or is KO sick as well?
That could be it, too. I mean, this is...
I mean, different locker rooms, but some of the staff is still the same.
Yeah, maybe they called him and said, you tested positive, and it's like, you better... get on the first plane back home or whatever. The thing is it's like if it is viral meningitis, it can be transmitted with I guess if you drink off a cup that someone else was drinking off of, or if they sneeze in the air around you, if you test positive, or if you even test for it, it takes like 16 days, I think they said, for it to get a positive or a negative. And then maybe that's what happened with a KO. He got a positive, and now he's got to be treated for it, whatever. I think it's just medicines and stuff.
The best tweet of the whole thing is that apparently Corey Graves goes, so apparently Sister Abigail turned Bray Wyatt into AJ Styles. Sign me up for possession.
Oh.
That's the thing, though, to me, that's striking about this. It's like, in their minds, I'm sure WWE staff are panicking right now. But as a fan, the outcome of this has created a better pay-per-view.
Oh, without a doubt. Without a doubt. It's like, when I started hearing the inklings up from it, it's like, oh, man, this is not good news for them. But what we're getting is a much better. I mean, the worst of anything is they probably could add Shinsuke Nakamura to the Baylor AJ Styles match and, you know, make a match of the year type of thing.
Then you just pull that TLC match right out of there and just give that like an hour.
It's certainly, you know, we've got two. I think we have two women's matches on the pay-per-view. You know, we put one on the pre-show.
I believe.
Is it? I can say the Asuka debut and then the.
Oh no! There's three women's matches total. Then
is there
one on the pre-show and two during the show?
All right, 222-1280 Star 12 is the number. We have Michael from Rochester. What's up, buddy?
Hey, what's up, Rich? How you guys doing?
Doing good. How you doing?
Not too bad. I was just first of all, I just want to say my prayers out to the four performers that are going through this. Viral meningitis is nothing to. It's a very bad situation. I just hope that Kevin Owens is him being pulled off the show. It doesn't mean that he's got it as well, because if that means that both locker rooms have it, then it could get. It could be a really bad situation. But,
yeah, oh no, I agree. And it is. Our guest who was up in the studio last week, Scott from Henrietta's wife, went through it last year, and she was down for pretty much. He said she was in the hospital for a week. So.
Oh wow. Yeah. Well, that sucks. But yeah, I just hope that they're all going to be better, because obviously a couple of them haven't even been on the show in a couple of weeks. But my question is, you actually answered one of my questions while I was listening to you guys. And that was about Kurt Angle getting his physical, because obviously he had gotten his physical, obviously done before this, because they just put him right on there. My question is that how does Daniel Bryan feel about this, that he can't get cleared to wrestle? He's much younger than Kurt Angle. I think he's much less of an injury risk than Kurt Angle is, and they're going to put Kurt Angle in a TLC match. I just think that's unbelievable. It's like, they're asking for it, because Kurt Angle is not going to half-ass it out there. He's going to go all out. I just don't want to see him get injured.
Daniel Bryan did tweet, and he just said, I think there's a difference in the injuries they had. I mean, Daniel Bryan's is a concussion thing, and that's the hot topic. Kurt Angle's was his neck, and he's wrestled since. And has.
Yes, but if you've seen him wrestle like on the indie scene, because I think he wrestled Cody Rhodes, and he wrestled Rey Mysterio, he was much slower than he was even at the end of when he was in Impact. He was much slower. And I just a TLC match. It's one thing if he was just doing a match, but he's going to do a match where they're going to use a lot of weapons. They're going to use the ladder. And I've seen Kurt Russell live and on television. The guy doesn't know has it like an off switch. He's going to want to steal the show, so to speak. And I just worry that something bad's going to happen to him physically in this match. And if that's the case, there's no reason why they can't clear Daniel Bryan. He's been cleared by pretty much every doctor that he has went to. It's just, I don't know.
And that's why in 11 months you'll see him working for New Japan
or Ring of Honor. And Ring of Honor was one of the big names that came out with.
And apparently he's growing his hair out for a hair match down in Mexico.
Yeah, well, I think Faldor Jr., correct? I believe that's what it is.
That's what he wants.
Yeah, I just think that that's a very dangerous thing, because I knew that Kurt was going to come back. The rumor I'd heard is that he was going to be in the Survivor Series, and obviously because of what happened with Roman, they bumped it up a month. But I just wonder if this is a bad move. As a fan, obviously it's great to see Kurt back, but I think a TLC match, he's going to want to do crazy stuff. And if he does something like a German suplex off a ladder, or somebody suplexes him onto a ladder, I just don't want anything really bad to happen.
You know, and I think this being his first match back, I can't imagine. I mean, he knows that the kids out there, Ambrose and Rollins, need the spotlight, not him. So, mm-hmm. I mean, he might take a backseat to it, but they also might beat him up pretty bad. Maybe, I mean, it sounds like a start of a storyline with his son still.
Maybe they jump him and Jason Jordan comes in and
yeah,
we all boo.
That could actually happen. That's a good call.
Yeah.
Because I was in Buffalo, this is years back, for a show, and they had Paul Orndorff. This is back when WCW was still around. And Paul Orndorff actually had a match. And right in the middle of the match, Paul Orndorff freaking
hurt.
His body just shut down.
Yeah, he got stung, as they said.
Yeah, it was in Buffalo, and it was really scary. And I just don't want anything like that to happen to Kurt.
That was Coach Orndorff, I believe, that he was doing that whole gimmick.
Yeah,
and he
was in the ring that night
with the Filthy
really
Animals.
Scary.
And actually, I remember Rey Mysterio blocking someone from jumping on him because Rey recognized something was wrong. And
absolutely,
right in the middle of a pay per view, and then it's like they kind of like beat each other up on the outside of the ring for the next 15 minutes as they dragged him out of the match.
Yeah, it was very scary. I was there live when it happened.
Oh, we were too. We were like we were sitting right by the hard cams for the whole pay per view, and so they were doing. And unfortunately, that was the pay per view where Gary Coleman was too. So
that's right. Jeff Jarrett hit with the guitar.
Yeah.
Yes.
And the Buffalo Bills were there with the bendable.
Ruben Brown and all those guys.
They had the bendable garden utensils that they were they were playing with ringside the whole time. It was pretty funny. They're bending rakes and stuff. You know.
Yes. Yes.
Cool. Hey, Michael, man, thank you so much for calling.
Thank you, guys. Yeah, have a good day.
You too, man. That was great. We're going to definitely bring up some things we want to talk about because he's right, you know?
Well, there's also, I mean, Kane's probably not going to take any crazy bumps. Sheamus, last time he was in one of these matches, missed 8 months afterwards because of the bumps he took, so he'll probably be a little cautious.
Yeah.
It's going to be the Reigns and Ambrose show.
Yeah, pretty much.
With Cesaro.
And I think,
The Miz never gets hurt, so.
Yeah, not definitely. We got one more call. We're going to take a break. We got Joey from Rochester. Joey, how are you doing today?
Good. I know you guys are talking about Kurt Angle, but I've got a question about Jinder Mahal's title.
Okay.
So what do you guys think? It's like time for it to end?
It's been time for it to end for months, my friend.
Yeah, it's
just don't expect it to happen anytime soon.
It's not going to happen till, I mean, he's going to, obviously, the next SmackDown pay-per-view is going to be Survivor Series, and I don't think it'll end against Brock Lesnar, even though he called him out.
He's going to India in December.
Yeah, so but it looks like AJ Styles is the next guy standing up for it. Would you like to see AJ beat Jinder?
Yes.
Yeah, me too. In fact, I don't know why AJ ever got pushed down to the U.S. title, you know.
So just feud with KO.
Yeah.
But I have to assume that the end game for Jinder is going to be AJ Styles because, you know, the year's going pretty quick. Before you know it, Royal Rumble's going to be here, WrestleMania's going to be here. If WWE does not start to build for an AJ Styles Shinsuke Nakamura match at WrestleMania, they're stupid.
No, you're right.
And so let's get the ball rolling here.
Yeah. Anything else there, buddy?
That's really that was all on my mind right now.
Well, very cool. Thank you. Call back anytime, Joey, okay?
Okay.
All right, 222-1280, *1280. We got to take a break on that. But we are on Facebook Live, so if you're a friend of ours on Facebook, or you can go find us on Facebook, Stu is, like, holding the camera around, taking pictures, and, you know, we're doing a little test here, see the Facebook Live works out with the Pain Clinic, and it looks like it's a glowing success so far, right, Stu? He shakes his head. I probably should turn the mic on if I'm talking to him. But we got to go to break on that. You're listening to Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280. We'll be back on the flip side of this break.
I wanted to see each and every one of you. I wanted to talk to each and every one of you, but there was a tweet earlier today that got under my skin. And I'm sure I am not allowed to say his name, but I will read the tweet. Actually, the most important part is simple. A certain superstar decided to say hashtag walk over talk. Man, for so long, I thought that tactical vest was just covering up his pot belly. I thought that tactical vest was just covering up failed drug tests. Oh no, it was covering up something much worse. It was covering up envy.
On the Finding Mastery podcast, we decode the many paths towards mastery, learning from Hall of Fame athletes and entrepreneurs and scientists to musicians who influence the rhythm of the world. I'm Michael Gervais, and I've been in the trenches with some of the best performers in the world, learning from and helping them unlock their potential. They have so much to teach us about how to push on our own edges to explore a life of deep meaning and performance in our own unique way. Head over to the Finding Mastery Podcast to learn more from these masters of craft. That's the Finding Mastery Podcast.
Hear that passion?
The passion.
That's a passion for Rochester sports unrivaled on the radio.
We care.
There's a passion involved.
Fox Sports 1280 Rochester.
I think it's better.
New stuff pops up all the time.
Ah! What is that?
Let's just hope this is a more pleasant surprise than that rash you brought home last night. Fox Sports 1280 Rochester.
Due to some violent content, parental discretion is advised.
Man, does it feel good to be out here! And it is amazing how things come full circle. 5 years ago, the Shield had its very first match at TLC. And that night, we dominated. And every single night after that, when we were in this ring together, we dominated!
Hey, this is Olympic gold medalist Kurt Angle, and you're listening to The Pain Clinic. Oh, it's real. It's damn real.
Welcome back to The Pain Clinic. I dig this music, even though the poor guy is getting, you know, lost in that the Titus organization, Titus brand. But welcome back to The Pain Clinic. I'm the Cash Man. I'm here with DC Dan Cole, Danger Boy. And you, if you're watching us on Facebook Live, and Stu, thank you so much for holding the camera. We're, this little test is going out. I want you to know that we're going to be at Salvatore's at the Garage Door and Salvatore's Saloon for UFC 217 November 4th. That's just 2 weeks away. That's right. It's the weekend after Halloween. So make right down the calendar, plan to do it. There's three championship fights. Is this Madison Square Garden, Stu? It's Madison Square Gardens. It's going to be a big one.
GSP.
GSP makes his return. Hopefully retires that big mouth English kid, you know. But nevertheless, we'll all be there having a great time. It's November 4th, UFC 217. Salvatore's at the Garage Door in Salvatore's Saloon. Come and join us. So we're here talking a lot of, there's a lot of news in wrestling this past week. And the biggest news being Roman Reigns and Bray Wyatt have been pulled from the TLC pay-per-view due to having some sort of viral infection. They really haven't specifically said yet what it is, but there's been just lots of rumors about what it possibly could be. And we got people on the phone who want to talk to us, so we'll go right to the phones. It's Rick from Rochester. Rick, what is happening, sir?
Hey, good morning, guys.
How good morning.
Good morning. Yeah, just on the touch base on Roman Reigns. So when is, like, what is exactly wrong? I know you're saying meningitis, but have the WWE doctors confirm that?
I mean, we, you know, its HIPAA laws don't allow them to say what's wrong with him. It just, he's been pulled off the pay-per-view. Okay, if it is meningitis, it's something that your medication can take care of.
Okay, now I'm kind of glad that Bray has been scrapped. Not happy about his illness, but that Finn Balor feud, it's got to go away, man. It can't end soon enough. It's painful to watch.
Well, the Finn Balor feud was only pushed on because they're working towards other stuff happening, and eventually it's going to end up with Finn Balor and Lesnar, probably around Royal Rumble. But they just didn't have anything else for them to work on, so they went with that. And it has just been dragging, and now we get to see a super match, which is so much better.
Well, I could have actually pictured, you know, like Bray being a, you know, backwoods, redneck kind of southern guy like that, bring in ODB as Sister Abigail. She's never been in there, and she's probably available.
Sister Abigail?
Yeah, I wouldn't mind seeing ODB.
I think it was going to be Bray, kind of that look.
They've been saying that that Sister Abigail was going to be Bray and drag. They've been saying that's been coming out the last week or so. That's what was going to happen. That's how it says it on the pay per view lineup. Okay,
Bray as Sister ODB Abigail.
So it says what?
You couldn't picture ODB as Sister Abigail?
Oh, I certainly could. There's a lot of people. There's we talked about it last week. There was, what was her name? The girl from the Dudleys who trained with the Dudleys. Rosalotta. Yeah, she was the one who they've been talking about. They're talking about Paige. Remember, we talked about Paige a few weeks ago possibly being it. But
so now that they did this, there's no turning back from who it could be. And this is the end.
I don't know. I mean, they can have him come out and drag and do it, and then have actually a female come out. Then that would be a good way to introduce her, I think, maybe.
They could have it never happen at all now.
Yeah, I know. It could just disappear.
Like nothing at all.
You know, I feel like it's all full circle, though, because I feel like last year when they released the WWE video game, somebody altered Bray Wyatt's entrance and gave him Nikki Bella's moves. And that's all I envision when you talk about Bray and drag as Sister Abigail.
Wonder if he's borrowing any of JoJo's clothes.
I don't know if he'd fit.
I don't think he's fitting JoJo's clothes.
Maybe he could put an arm in one of her legs. I don't know.
A few other things. Did you hear that Ford commercial on the radio or the TV?
Yes. We are the bar.
Are they going to do any moves about that?
We are the bar. I don't know if they trademarked it before the Ford commercial or not.
Even if they did, they'll only have it trademarked towards a wrestling capacity.
So. Yeah, it's a stupid saying anyways, you know. It's like, eh. You know, but yeah, I was thinking that too. It's like, I wonder what WWE thinks.
I don't think they're
going
to send a cease and desist like they did to the Young Bucks.
Yeah,
speaking of Young Bucks, they got a shirt out there that says cease and desist, and it says
Danny's wearing it right now.
I'm wearing it right now.
Danny has it on right now as we speak. Actually, if you go to Facebook Live, we'll send Stu in there, and that's great because they do the chants during the Young Bucks. They were doing the cease and desist when we were there, so it was pretty cool. You know,
yeah,
well, the Elite.
The shirt just came out. He's got it already?
Well, we were there last week when they were...
Okay, they didn't have any there. I ordered it the day it came out on Pro Wrestling Tees.
Oh, he ordered it the day it came out
on Pro Wrestling. And it didn't get to me until like 2 weeks later.
Oh, really?
So I don't know if the demand was that high or...
Show it for a Facebook Live crew.
Okay, hold on.
There, he's if you're on Facebook Live now, you can see the cease and desist, which is great. With the done like Beetle Bailey swearing, you know, with the stars and the,
right,
and the exclamation points and the ampersands and stuff, you know.
That's funny.
You know, so they don't get sued. But now they were chanting one sweet when we saw them. So, and then there was three sweet. I mean, they were doing all different chants.
I really wish they would have gone to semi sweet and just not close the hand.
Yeah, semi sweet. Almost do the horns. Oh, nope.
And one more thing. Speaking of. Our local talent here. I am so glad that Luke's getting a kind of a repackaging, retooling as the Bludgeon Brothers.
The Bludgeon Brothers, yeah.
You're the only one that's happy that it's the Bludgeon Brothers.
No. I you know what? I like him getting back on TV, and it's like
I like that part. I love him back on TV. I don't think he needs to go back to being a tag. I don't know why they're putting him back in the tag. That just tells me that no one in creative has anything to do. Other than just repackage that tag team back as pretty much exactly what they were, but with like big hammers.
Don't you get the feeling he's doing the Bray Wyatt spot in that group too, because he's got the hood over his head? I don't think so.
Yeah. And the thing that's really disheartening too is if you listen to any of the ex WWE guys who have podcasts,
they all love him.
Chris Jericho, Edge, they all don't know why WWE hasn't established him as a top guy. They're like, he's got the size, he's got the speed, he's got the talent.
Well, they missed the boat on him this spring or summer, where they built him up and then they slowed the train down.
Well, the writers missed the boat, not the fans. The fans were all into it.
No, I'm saying the creative.
I mean, listen. This is how good the creative is. They go and have a promo with AJ Styles against the champion Jinder Mahal, saying him coming out and saying Jinder says I've beaten everybody, and AJ says you've never beaten me. But then you go back to May and realize that on a TV show he did lose to freaking Jinder Mahal in a match. So they don't even look at their own history when they're writing the shows. Okay, they didn't realize that. Yes, AJ Styles did lose to Jinder Mahal on a televised show. So,
and we now know a virus can book a better card than WWE Creative.
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, if we want to just go for straight athletic wrestling, I get big thumbs up for this weekend. Cannot wait for it.
And last thing, on my way home from work, I got SiriusXM, and I listened to Bully Ray on one of the channels. He's on there a few days a week on his wrestling show. And he was talking to the host on there.
We won't say the name of the show, right? Do we already do
it? Correct. It's an unnamed channel, unnamed show.
Someone who keeps calling us the show and telling me off the air, you guys are 100 times better than them. You should be doing that show. It's like, well, if they want to pay me, I'll certainly go and do it. That's
I'll
for
do
sure.
Too.
Yeah.
But what Bully was getting at a few days ago was basically, you know, WWE came up, and obviously he's not going to burn his bridges, you know, because he's got a good rapport with them over there. But he's under ROH contract. He was just saying basically that, you know, a lot of the times the powers that be in the back, you know, kind of think, you know, the fans are stupid and the WWE universe is stupid. And
yeah,
you know, they can't get anything, and they're all internet marks. And
Big time, but they'll never say, they'll never express that they think the fans are stupid ever. It's always, this is what I call it. It's called LCD, lowest common denominator. That's who they write for, okay? So it's like, you got to think of the vast array of people that watch this, and they're looking for the lowest common denominator between all of them to write for, and that's how they do it. So, you know, and but, you know, Bully Ray is retiring, by the way. I thought, we saw him last week at Ring of Honor, and he came out and said thank you to everybody and talked about Burt Flickinger Center and talked and stuff. And then I thought, you know, it seemed kind of weird that he was touring around just saying goodbye, but apparently he does have a problem with that table shot, which didn't look like anything if you saw the Ring of Honor show that he got hit in the head with the table, but he has to retire. He says he has to, you know, medically he's had too many of those and he can't take any more. So he's you're not going to see Bully Ray Russell anymore.
Yeah, well, at the ROH show last week on TV,
he
was in the ring. Obviously, it was taped, you know, like a month ago, but he was in the ring, you know, saying, hey, you know, I'm kind of reached my end here. And
Yeah, and he has. And so, you know, and I mean, you know, it's, you know, I liked what he was doing with the Briscoes, and I thought they were building something up.
The real shame is we never got to see the Bully Ray character in WWE.
They call it? Yeah, that's true. And he would have done very well. I think he could have held the championship, you know. I mean, what he did in TNA was great, so.
Richie.
Yes.
One more thing, and I'll leave you.
How many last things do you have?
Hey, Rick, this sounds
Jericho,
like a
Jericho took on the cleaner.
Hold on one second. This sounds like a letter to Santa Claus. And I've got one more thing I want to ask for, and one more thing.
I apologize. I just have so many things.
I know.
So little time. You guys need 3 hours, brother.
Have a take. Okay, go ahead. So
have a take and do not suck.
Yeah, okay, whatever that guy's name is.
No, honestly, did you hear that jab that Y2J took at the cleaner a few days back?
No, I didn't. I mean, I know the cleaner's been on his podcast a few times.
Well, he was taking a shot at Kenny, basically saying, you know, you're not the greatest, and you're not even the greatest in Winnipeg. I don't know if ROH was in north of the border. He was kind of
that's where Kenny's from.
Shot at Kenny Omega.
Yeah,
Kenny Omega is friends with Don Callis, who's friends with Chris Jericho.
Yeah, they're all tight. And,
yeah,
and he's playing up an angle. Maybe Chris Jericho wants to go wrestle him.
Maybe Kenny Omega is going to be on the Rock and Rager.
Yeah, who knows? Yeah, we'll find that the Rock and Rage cruise that Jericho's having his bands playing at, as well as, you know, Jim Ross and Jerry Lawler.
ROH show on deck.
Yeah, you know, I mean, they're definitely going to cross paths, and it probably will show up on ROH TV. It wouldn't surprise me in the least. So,
well, he's still under contract with WWE, right?
Yeah, I think so. I'm not sure what Chris's deal is. I think that he keeps renegotiating it when he has time. You know, I mean, I don't think, you know, he does okay. Okay, yeah, I'm sure with him.
All right.
Cool,
appreciate
man.
It, guys. Have a good one, man.
You take it easy, bro.
All right.
222-1280, *1280. We are taking your calls as well as we're on Facebook Live. If you're a fan of us on Facebook, you can see what it looks like in the studio right now. And if you're not a fan, please go to our Facebook page and become our friend. We're going to go to Scott right now from Henrietta. Scott, how's it going, buddy? You know, you might have been in the studio last week, I believe.
I did, but yeah. You know what? It's nice to hear the guys back.
Yeah, thank
you.
So yeah.
It's nice to hear Dan and Danger Boy back.
Definitely. But Scott, you know, you have personal experience with possibly viral meningitis is, right?
Yes. My wife unfortunately got it last year. What it is around your spinal column, there's fluid. There's a lot of fluid that mixes around the spinal column. What happens is that if there's an infection in that fluid, you could experience a number of different things based on the strain. My wife, who in particular is very vulnerable to migraines, was so fatigued and it affected her so much that she literally had to spend a week in the hospital pretty much 24 hours a day in the dark in complete isolation because her migraines were so bad. It shot her blood pressure up. Her migraines are bad. She couldn't eat. It's a fairly serious thing. I mean, they had to constantly keep her hydrated. It's nothing you want to mess with. And to hear that that's broken out in the locker room is a little scary. I know that yesterday there was a report going around that it's not meningitis, that it's mumps, which would certainly be better, but it's not something you really want to mess with.
Yeah. If it was mumps, you think, I mean, the whole anti-vaxxer thing is relatively new, so you think all these guys would have been vaccinated a long time ago for it.
It really depends. I mean, this is maybe another call for the fact that they need health care. They need health insurance. Maybe it comes down to the simple economics that they're not going to get their vaccinations or they're not going to go through certain medical procedures because they can't afford it or they don't have the insurance for it.
And think about this, too. They travel continuously. They were in India, what, was like 2 weeks ago, I think?
No, it was only promotional. They were in India in December.
But they were promotionally. But they've been traveling. They're in Argentina this weekend, SmackDown, down in South America.
They did a weekend jaunt to Japan, China, Australia.
And then, they came back to Texas.
Exposure to a number of different cultures and a number of different things. So, yes, it's certainly possible. And especially if you're going to a country where maybe vaccinations aren't as in demand, like China, it could be a little. I mean, in China, there is not a national vaccination program. I know Australia actually is pretty progressive in that they demand most kids get vaccinated. But if you're looking at China, if you're, Stephen, walking around just touring, just going on a tour or sightseeing or anything like that, there's a real possibility that some of the kids in that country haven't been vaccinated towards anything. And yeah, they can be carrying around the mumps.
And you think about this, that's why they all wear masks when you see like people who are on vacation there,
you watch any of the New Japan stuff when they're in Curtin Hall, half the people there are wearing masks.
Yeah. So it's pretty serious. And they're lucky, I guess, if it's only this few that are coming down with it, because it's so, because you can get it, with like sneezing in the air and having, moisture forced into the air with somebody with it. So I think they're really like crossing their fingers nobody else pops up positive on it. But it's, unfortunately, like Danny said, we have the viral infection is booking this pay-per-view, and we're getting a much better show out of it. So
we are getting a dream match, because I do not remember any time on television, anything that's been televised, ever seeing this Finn Balor AJ Styles match ever. I don't remember a pay-per-view. I don't remember anything in New Japan, because when Finn left New Japan, AJ came in.
That's right.
There wasn't really a transfer. It was just literally 1 week Finn was there, and then the next week they debuted AJ. So I don't remember any kind of transition match where, at least when AJ left, Kenny gave him the angel and said he was fired. They had a big thing in the middle of the ring for it. I don't remember anything like that for we won't use Balor's old, New Japan name, but I don't remember anything like that for that transition. So this is huge, and I'm it's unfortunate. It really is. You worry about their health. You want to make sure they're okay, but, their misfortune is going to be our gain ultimately this weekend.
All right, without a doubt. So anything else there, buddy?
Just to kind of piggyback off of Rick's Christmas list.
and one more thing.
One more thing. Yes, the cease and desist are that popular, Dan, because I'm still waiting for mine. And what's been more interesting about this little cease and desist thing now is that the Revival are getting into the game. They're starting to use Too Sweet on Twitter, specifically, I think it was Dawson or Dash. Well, it might have been Dawson or Dash, but one of them is actually like teasing fans saying, hey, maybe when the Revival get back, we'll win the championship. Wouldn't that be too sweet? Maybe we should just start saying too sweet at the end of everything. It's kind of fun to see some of the wrestlers at least pick up on what is obviously a great chance to make money off of a cross-promotional rivalry. And WWE's got too much pride for
Well,
that
people, time. I mean, you heard the, well, you didn't hear the chance, but in Buffalo, there was a certain something, the Revival over and over
that's,
going
that's
on.
Been a popular one for a while.
Yeah, so it was like, yeah, they definitely, have some little back and forth on Twitter. Nice little, good, Danny.
Just doing a little research here. It looks like the only time AJ Styles and Finn Balor were ever in a big match was at Wrestle Kingdom 2 when they were each on opposing sides in a 6-man tag match.
So and what Wrestle Kingdom are we on right now?
We're going to be heading into Wrestle Kingdom 12.
So you're talking 10 years since they were even in the ring, the possibility of them even being in the ring together on opposing sides.
And AJ's first night in New Japan was Finn Balor's last.
Right.
With the most recent switch.
They didn't do anything between the two, right?
Nope. Well, I mean, they might have wrestled a bunch of times at smaller shows, but I'm talking big show with a big audience, one instance, and it was a 6-man tag.
Interesting. And you probably can find that online if you look for it, I bet, on YouTube or some other place. But, and that's back when Finn was called Prince, I believe, right?
yes.
Yeah.
Prince Devitt.
Yes, he wasn't the Demon King. He was a prince.
Yeah, he was a prince. So, hey, dude, we got to run, okay?
Talk to you later.
Thank you. Thank you for updating us on that whole thing, and hopefully it doesn't turn into a big snowball effect and take out a lot more of our favorite stars. So thanks for calling.
Later, guys. Have a good week.
Right, we got to go to break. You're listening to Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280. We'll be back with your calls, and we're on Facebook Live. I'm pointing at you. We'll be back in just a few minutes here.
I wanted to see each and every one of you. I wanted to talk to each and every one of you, but there.
I must beat a man who you people think is unbeatable. I must beat the most dominant force in the WWE. So at Survivor Series, I am challenging the Beast. At Survivor Series, I am challenging Brock Lesnar!
I handle all the discipline around here.
Welcome to the show.
28 degrees.
Oh, damn it!
Time and temperature! I also handle appeals.
Permission to appeal.
Denied! With prejudice. I also handle all the promos.
You should join us for a sports talk today. If we're not terrible, then at least we're okay.
That's what I was worried about.
Obviously, I'm mostly here for discipline. Fox Sports 1280 Rochester.
Hey guys, this is Gary Vay, Nerdchuck, and I hope you check out the Gary V audio experience here on iHeartRadio. Listen, I am hungry to produce the greatest podcast in the history of podcasts. But on a very serious note, the things I'm looking to cover is entrepreneurship, motivation, the current state of media, lots of interviews and keynotes around social, digital, you know, 2018 stuff.
Rich Eisen, Monday noon till 3 on Fox Sports 1280 Rochester.
It's 1280.
Do you mind if Brother Gallows and I warm up our vocal cords a little bit? Do you mind?
Nope. Go ahead.
Thank you, Gallows.
Ahem! Yep. 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 Yep.
Nerd. 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 Nerd.
I am the phenomenal one, AJ Styles, and you're listening to the Pain Clinic on 1280 WHTK.
Welcome back to the Pain Clinic. I'm the cat. Nerd. 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 Nerd.
I like the better part with Carl Anderson.
Oh yeah, yeah. Doing the honky tonk man.
Yeah.
I'm the honky tonk man. Welcome back to the show, the Pain Clinic, here every Saturday morning.
Really quick, because I said it off the air, and apparently Mark Fantasia all the way out in California liked it on Facebook Live.
Oh, yeah?
Remember when AJ Styles first came in? He had the long hair. They called him the soccer mom.
Yeah, soccer mom. Yeah.
What if he is Sister Abigail?
What do you think? 222-1280, star 1280. Coming back to the phones, we got Dan from Rochester. Dan, how you doing, buddy?
What's going on, guys?
Not much. How you doing?
I'm getting ready for that big Syracuse game today. 3:30.
No, they're playing Miami, right? University of Miami?
Yeah, it's going to be another undefeated team going down.
Oh, well, I mean, number two Clemson lost last week. Why not? This is easier if they're number eight, right?
Right. Okay. And plus, they're saying that our wide receiver is the best in the nation.
Really?
Well, he leads the nation in receiving, really? So that's something.
Sports, 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 sports.
What about that sports ball?
What else?
Well, anyways, what do you think about the shakeup with Kurt Angle now stepping in to take Roman Reigns' place?
You know, that's a good question. We talked a little bit about it in the beginning of the show.
Maybe the first half hour or
yeah,
so.
Yeah, the first half hour, because of the viral infection, Kurt Angle will be tagging with... That's right. The rest of the Shield without Roman Reigns, it'll be Ambrose and Rollins.
You think
and,
he wears a vest?
That'd be great. That would be great. I was waiting for another vest joke to start up when they all came out in their vests last week, and it looked like, I swear, it looked like they have harmonica pockets in them and stuff. You know, who knows what are in those pockets, but they still wrestled in the vest.
They're tactical gear.
Tactical gear. The Shield tactical gear. Thanks for calling, Dan. I think that's going to be a great match. We'll see. Hopefully, you know, Kurt stays healthy, and I do agree with Mike, who's our first caller.
You know, there's another Hall of Famer returning to TV shortly.
Who's that?
You just played the music for Drew McIntyre there, yeah. And they announced this week that Shawn Michaels is going to be the special guest referee in the War Games. Well, it's not the War Games match, but the match at War Games between Drew McIntyre and Andrade Cien Almas.
Not, and I'll tell you, Shawn Michaels has been working with NXT. He's been working with him down in the training center. That's his job now. He works down there.
That's, first stepped away from WWE and was training people, he trained Daniel Bryan and Paul London and Brian Kendrick and a whole bunch of people that have been on WWE TV, so he knows what he's doing.
Definitely, and they brought him in. I think that he, like, got, you know, he's like, I'm tired of making TV. I want something steady, so I think he moved to down to Orlando, and he's one of their main teachers down there, which is great. Who can you learn from that's not any better? This guy was like one of the greatest wrestlers in the history of the business, you know. So I cannot wait to see him. That's the NXT takeover in Houston before the Survivor Series, which we're going to get the double cage match, which it will be the main event. I like where it's going. I definitely like the build up to it and everything. So 222-1280 Star Toys is the number. We've got Rashawn on the line. What's up, buddy?
Good morning, guys. I took a little time off and I'm back. So, Illusion? Oh, Dead Quiet.
Hello. Who are you talking to? We're here. We're here, bro.
Okay. It was dead quiet. I thought I lost you.
Well, but, every once in a while, I got to answer the phone. So you have to, like, make something that makes someone respond, you know? It's like, yes, I haven't been here in a while. I know you guys love me and everything. And it's like, no, I'm kidding. Go ahead, bro.
Well, has Troy been taking up the time talking about 2K18?
No, we haven't heard from Troy in a couple of weeks. Troy, where are you, buddy?
But, no, what I was calling about was name was, like, yes, that they have booked probably the best card of the year right now. And other than that, when y'all were talking about the Sister Abigail thing, I
agree with that. You know, but you know what? I mean, I it's going to be a surprise, whoever it is. So it's like, are you backing up by any chance? I'm just curious.
No, it's my front radar on the truck. They cut me off and slowed down.
Yeah,
I got my Bluetooth on. I'm hands free.
I've always wondered you ever seen the Simpsons episode where the truck drove itself and Homer and Bart were sitting on the hood while the truck was driving, and the other truckers got mad because they were giving away the big secret that the trucks all drive themselves. Never mind. So, no.
Great episode.
they actually are testing self-driving trucks out in Las Vegas and Nevada.
Well, we have self-driving cars in New York. They definitely have the ones that go up and down the thruway with no problem. But I don't know. I'm thinking they want to make it a big splash, so it's going to be somebody you know. I mean, maybe it'll be Paige. Maybe that's her way back in. You know, I would hate to see it though, because then poor she would be like trapped in the Wyatt family debacle that kind of just been dragging on for the last 3 years.
Well, there is a new potential signee at the Performance Center that I heard about this week, and they could also play Sister Abigail, because they weren't very well known for people that only have the WWE blinders on.
Yeah.
Madison Rayne.
Yeah, Madison Rayne, the wife of, what's his face?
Josh Matthews.
Yeah, she definitely, I'd love to see her. She definitely could work, you know? So, yeah.
I don't know if she can pull off that much crazy to pull off the Sister Abigail thing, but I mean, if you're just trying to introduce somebody, there you go.
She did a crazy job when she was down, when she joined the beautiful people. She was like the nutty one, which is kind of weird because we always thought, you know, Angelina Love was, but she was like even nuttier than that. And I really liked when she was, there were some, she did crazy very well. So, I mean, it's on her resume, you know?
It was a knockoff to Mickie James in my eyes when we all witnessed that.
Oh, but, no, you're right. I mean, you're right. It has a lot to do with the crazy. Mickie James could be too. I mean, that'd be something to do with that. That'd be great if they had used her, you know?
Yeah, but like I said, she's too well established to come in there for that character, I think. And if they, like I said, that's why they don't care about continuity, and that's why I was thinking, you know, the best person for the best two would have been Ruby Riott or Nikki Cross, because they don't care about name continuity and all that kind of crap.
You know, you're right. You're definitely right, so, man. Anything else, buddy?
No, that's it, guys. Y'all have a great one.
Hey, please call back sooner. You can't, you know, we got to know what's going on with you, okay?
Well, I just got through Chattanooga.
Oh, did you? Hey, hello, Tennessee. Take me home. See, I will see you soon then, okay?
Sorry.
222-1280 Star Trek. We got a break on that. We'll be back on the flip side. You're listening to Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280.
Was in quit. She came in from Pittsfield. Hey, it's Billy, Tom, and Abby. We're talking to you from the new Fusillo Nissan in Latham, New York today. Yeah. But we want you to hear this all over the state because this is what it's all about. But those folks drove an hour and a half, Tom. And I know there's a lot of people in Buffalo that we have people driving an hour and a half, and it's worth it this month. October with the discounts at the Fusillo organization, any Fusillo stores, where we are talking Grand Island, could be talking the Capital District. You know, the largest auto group in the state right now with more stores than anyone else at the 23. We offer something nobody else does, especially this month. Stay, play, and relax. That's right. Everybody that purchases is coming to the Rivers Casino in Schenectady, regardless where you live. We're putting you overnight at the Rivers. We're going to let you play. You're going to go to the steakhouse, and then we're going to let your wife go to spa. We're going to give you some cash to play a little bit of a credit on the machines. Everything's beautiful. Any Fusillo store, folks, Rochester, Buffalo, Watertown, Albany, Syracuse, come in. You get the package, and it's all about being what time? What, Abby? What time?
Yeah.
It's at 1:30 Saturday on Rochester's number one sports station, Fox Sports 1280.
Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. You're right. You're totally right. I don't know why I'm surprised. You're right again. Daniel Bryan has become the very thing he spent his entire career fighting against. There's only one word for a person like that. Sellout.
This is Samoa Joe. You're listening to the Pain Clinic Pro Wrestling Talk Show on 1280 WHTK. Listen and feel the pain.
Welcome back to the Pain Clinic. I'm the Cash Man with DC Dan Cole and Danger Boy and the Authority, Andrew the Authority Joseph stopped in and Jinder Mahal.
And we did get a clarification via text from the Mark. Drew versus Adam Cole with HBK's non-title or for the title. It's a non-televised match the night before TakeOver.
Okay. 222-1280 Star Trek.
Huh.
Really?
I'll see what I can find.
Maybe they'll find a way to work him into the show. We got Dave from Rochester. What's up, buddy?
Hey, how you guys doing?
We're doing great. How you doing?
Not bad. I got something you could say about who should be Sister Abigail.
Okay.
Think about this. His real-life brother, Bo.
You know, that would be pretty funny if Bo came out. I mean, but his hair is long enough for a wig as it is. So
yeah.
It's like,
hey, he doesn't need the wig.
You know what it should be? It's one of the guys from the Fashion Files. But what's his name? Because he looks like a woman anyways.
Tyler Breeze?
Well,
Tyler
either Breeze. Or.
He was doing the Uma Thurman role from Pulp Fiction this week.
That was sad. What do you think this guy thinks? It's like, I look so much like a woman that I'm going to be dressed up like a woman.
Well, he did it once, so they decided to keep it.
I think someone liked it, too. You know, someone on the writing team's like, ooh, he's hot.
Breezy Bella was hot.
Breezy Bella, yes.
Well,
I'm just
throwing
that out there.
Too, but, I wouldn't be surprised if it's Bo Dallas.
All right, well, we'll see. I mean, we're not going to get it this weekend, though. It's going to probably be dragged out. And like these guys said earlier in the show, it just might disappear altogether, too, you know? You just never know.
Yeah, he's been saying it for a long time, but...
No, you're right. Well, I mean, Sister Abigail has been part of, for six years. They've always talked about, things about Sister Abigail.
But I thought Randy Orton burned her remains.
Yeah, I know. I thought her remains were underneath the shed that Randy Orton burned. But, but she seems to have a power beyond life and death, so she will be back. But, yeah, it's going to be a big mystery. I mean, and listen, not to throw this out there, but Bria Bella is she's training to come back now too. So,
oh, thank God. that's what the women's division has been missing.
My life is complete.
Anything else, Dave?
No, you guys have a good day.
Thank you. You too, man. Appreciate the call. 2-2-2-12.
Where's that womb sound bite?
Danny's.
Oh, my ringtone for a year straight that nearly caused a divorce with me and my wife.
Oh, no. Oh, we don't want to know that. Oh, she died in the womb. All right. Is there any news we missed? I just talked about Brie.
Nia Jax is off for a couple weeks.
Yeah, Nia Jax is taking some time away. Adam Cole is going to be on Anthony Bourdain's Parts Unknown. You ever watch that show? It's a guy, he's like a foodie dude who goes all over the world, and he's going to be on it. I'm not sure exactly when it says he's going to be on it, but he did tape a show. Oh, Sunday. He's going to be on. He's added to the list of the undisputed ERA frontman will appear on Anthony Bourdain's travel show of the same name. So that's going to be going on this Sunday. If you follow the food, I think it's on the Food Network. But definitely check that if you like Adam Cole and, you know, Adam Cole baby, you know,
baby.
I know. I'm not nearly as cool as he is. So it's like, but you know, I can take that. We got to get out of here. We've done it. Man, this hour flew by, man. We get some big news and. It gets a little crazy, man. You guys, watch the TLC. We're definitely going to talk about what happens on that pay-per-view. And really, WWE is kind of like in the, you know, they're going to be in a little bit of shock this week.
It'll
coming
be interesting
up.
To see how they explain it.
Yeah.
And do we have a special show next week?
Oh, yeah. We're going to be on at 9 o'clock next week. We're going to be on 9 to 10:30. So we're getting an hour and a half. We're starting at 9. Thank you for reminding me of that.
It's what I'm here for.
Thank you so much, DC. We're going to be on an hour and a half, starting at 9 next week, going to 10:30. Because there's a football game starting early, so we're going even earlier. But definitely check us out next week. Thank you, Dan. Thank you, Danger Boy. Thank you, Stu, for doing Facebook Live. Thank you, everybody who watched on Facebook Live. We'll see you next week.